What happened to the epidemic?
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A month ago, the big story was the Ebola epidemic that was knocking on America's door to the point that parents at one elementary school panicked over two new students who had just come from Rwanda, nowhere near the outbreak.
After backlash from parents, those kids are being kept out of school.
The district superintendent later apologized for asking the students to stay home, although considering some of the stuff on television, who could blame her?
I think a little bit of paranoia is warranted.
U.S. immigration should allow no one. No one.
We really have lost faith in all of our institutions.
But a wonderful thing happened on the way to the epidemic. Yesterday, Ebola officially vanished from the United States. In New York, Dr. Craig Spencer, cured. In Maine, nurse Casey Hickox, who insisted she did not have Ebola.
There's no way I could give someone Ebola, and you're telling me that I can't hug my friend.
Turned out to be right, which means, as of now, the epidemic has claimed exactly one life in the U.S., Eric Duncan. The two nurses who caught it from him were both cured, as were six other cases contracted in Africa, all cured. I suppose you could conclude the hysteria worked by scaring people into not touching each other's bodily fluids. You could also conclude this whole panic was more about the election and general ignorance than it was about Ebola. Anyway, for now, the news focus has shifted to the snowstorm in the Midwest, which actually does affect the lives of millions of people, but which will not cause a media panic, unless somebody comes out and blames it on climate change. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.